And welcome, everybody, to episode 633 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great and Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm here.
Yeah, well, you are here.
Yes.
Eric's here as well. What's up, Eric? How you doing, man?
Fine.
Eric and I were debating about some of the Genesis games, Breakman, before the show started, and... Wow, it was kind of lively, man. You're the one that added chicane at the last minute, and Eric is like
chicanery is more like it.
Chicanery. I like the addition of chicane, Eric. I think it's like one of the few dark games of the Genesis era. To be honest, it did something.
Like that's the only thing a game needs to be compelling.
It's not the only, I mean, there were compelling elements. The story was okay. It wasn't the greatest gameplay in the world, but we'll see if chicane lasts in the tournament, Eric. I'm not 100% sure it will, but we'll see. Eric, not happy with chicane at all. But you know what? It's funny, Breakman, like a lot of times, like my games or my movies get like thrown by the wayside by you guys and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Like there's shit that you want to move on that doesn't, you know, it's just the way it goes. Like when you got three people with three different mindsets, that's kind of the point, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like nothing dominates, you know, it's just what it is. So, well, why don't we get started with the news, gentlemen, and get this party started.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
All right. From RPG site, we've got a date for Vetporum lockdown for the Switch coming out March 22nd.
Yes.
And, I'm not sure what the build quality would be of this version, but hopefully it's not bad.
Was this a game that was on PC before, or what?
Yeah, PC, yeah. And PS4 and Xbox One.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, which aren't out yet, but they're coming.
Okay. I'm looking at the trade. This is the first I've seen of this game. I think I've heard of this game before. I think we've actually talked about it on the show before, Eric.
I'm not entirely sure, but this might be a sequel to Vaporum, because it's got a subtitle.
Yeah. Vaporum lockdown. It looks cool. I mean, it's like, what would you consider?
The dungeon crawler.
Yeah, dungeon crawler. And it looks all right. I mean, it's
like,
you know,
a dungeon crawler if it were more like Resident Evil.
Yeah, looks okay. I mean, it's got some horror elements for sure. So, good stuff. All right, Break, what do we got next? Slagar, I see you there, man, lurking around. Break, do we still have
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
I was just not interrupting you. Coming to us live from RPG site, The Outer Worlds Murder on Eridanos launches on March 17th for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC.
There you go. It's a first-person shooter type thing from Obsidian. I'm looking at the...
This is DLC, by the way.
Yeah, this is Murder on Eridanos is the second and final DLC offering for The Outer World, following Peril on the Gorgon last fall. Where the crew... I don't think that was the full title, but they highlighted it all like it was the full title. I think it's just Peril of the Gorgon, but they made it look like Peril of the Gorgon last fall. Anyway, where the crew of the Unreliable must solve a strange murder mystery.
Well, that's a nice name for a ship, man.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I got a chance to play Outer Worlds a few weeks ago, just a little bit. It's your typical Obsidian RPG kind of stuff. You know, you're on a planet and... it's really interesting and really fun. It's just a little difficult and, you know, it's kind of fun though. You know, Obsidian does great work. So this is probably right up to snuff with the previous, you know, stuff in Outer Worlds. So it's stuff
right
to look forward
to. Snuff
film. Yeah, basically, you know, I mean, snuff all the way, you know, you're killing people and recording it and, you know, all that good fun stuff. No, this looks good, man. It looks like a noir take on a murder mystery in the Outer Worlds kind of deal. Why am I seeing a commercial with Jennifer Lopez on my screen? That's kind of weird. I know
because the internet hates you.
Probably. You know, even though, you know, Jennifer Lopez, pretty fucking hot. Freak Five's in chat. What's up, Freak Five? So now we got Slagar, Freak Five. Let's see if anybody else joined the chat. Upturns is in there. Welcome on in. Thank you guys so much for joining. I'm sure we'll have more soon. All right. Yep. So there you go. DLC coming out soon for Outer Worlds. Outer Worlds is a great game. It's on sale now on all platforms. So check it out. If you can get it for $30 or less, get it. It's so far, it's a banger of a game. So there you go. Anything else on that break?
Yeah, that's right. Enough. We don't need to go into detail.
Exactly. Next story is kind of cool for Xbox owners. RPGsite.net, 20 Bethesda games, including several classic RPGs, available in Xbox Game Pass tomorrow.
No, actually, now.
I think it's now.
Yesterday, so it's now.
Yep, now. Let's see, Dishonored is in there, the definitive edition. Dishonored's an underrated game. Same thing with Dishonored 2. Those are games that you guys should really, really check out. I got both those games. Those are good games. First person shooter type games with swords and, oh man, good stuff. Doom 2, Doom 3, Doom 64, Doom Eternal, Elder Scrolls 3. Morrowind is a great game.
Well, Doom Eternal was already on there.
Okay. Doom Eternal can go away. I don't care.
Yeah. Elder Scrolls 3, Morrowind's a great game. Elder Scrolls 4, Oblivion, which is an even better game in my opinion, and the best of the bunch, Elder Scrolls 5, Skyrim, with all its bugs, Special Edition is on there. Elder Scrolls Online, Evil Within is on there. Fallout 4, which is a great game. Fallout 76, which is a piece of shit. Fallout New Vegas, which is great. Prey is great. Rage 2, meh. Wolfenstein New Order, great game. Wolfenstein Old Blood.
But Rage 2, but not Rage.
Yeah. Wolfenstein Young Blood. Young Blood, not as
did
good
you
as...
Did play Rage? Because if you did, I wouldn't put it on here either.
Yeah, it's not a great game. MXT is there. What's up, MXT? Welcome on in, man. Appreciate you joining.
That's one of those games that was like, you read about it and you saw video for it and got really hyped and then you played it and you're like...
Yeah.
This is fucking boring.
Yeah, it's not great. Rage is not great. Neither is Rage 2, by the way. So
I only saw the demo of Rage 2. Yeah,
Rage 2 is not great, man. It's not a great game. If you can pick it up on the cheap or if you play it on Game Pass, that's great. But I wouldn't.
I've got a list of other games I'll get to before I'll get to something like that.
Yeah. Rage 2, I would probably max to buy. I'd probably max out at $15. I'd rather pay like 10 or 5 for Rage 2, but it's not a great game. But, you know, if you get it in your monthly pass and you happen
there's
to come across
like
it.
There's also a ton of sports games this month.
Yeah, sports games are fun, some of them. Madden notwithstanding, but, you know, whatever.
Madden's a fun game, just I really, really suck at it when I go online.
Freak5 says, I am sure you are all interested to know that I am picking up Popeyes for dinner.
I'm hungry. All I can make is a sandwich because I don't have time.
Oh, I'll be talking about food later.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get something after work. I am already ready for a food quest.
Should I make you guys really hungry? I made homemade green chili today, and it's super good, man. I'll talk about that later. But
I'm thinking about Texas Roadhouse.
Green chili. Ooh, Texas Roadhouse. I had that the other day, man. That's good shit, man. Fucking wasn't it last Friday? We had to go to. Texas Roadhouse because Freak 5 made us all hungry. So
he did it to us. Yes. Now, like I went there and it's like, oh, God.
I have no Texas Roadhouse, so you made me especially hungry.
Poor Eric. No Texas Roadhouse. Dude, if you ever get a chance, Eric, Texas Roadhouse has great steak, man. I mean, there's no doubt.
I live practically in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. And to get closer to civilization that would have that, I'd have to go to Cleveland.
Yeah, probably.
I'm not driving to Cleveland.
It's worth it if you ever get the chance, Eric. It's worth it.
There's
good
not
stuff.
One like in Columbus area or anything like that?
That's
I don't
even
know.
Further.
Oh, that's even further? Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, next story, Eric.
Next story is the record of Lettuce War, Deedlit, and Wonder Labyrinth, but which is a silly name if you think about it.
Yeah.
But it's launching on March 27th for Steam after leaving early access.
Yeah. It looks cool. I saw the trailer.
It's only 6 levels long, though, so yeah, like, it's a very short game.
Very short. I hope they don't charge like a full...
It's only $13.
Well, that's not bad. It's probably worth it then.
I'm wondering whether or not, but that's for now though. Otherwise it'll be $20.
Yeah. One of my favorite animes of all time is Record of Lodoss War. It's like a dungeon.
But I kind of want to switch version.
Yeah. It's like Dungeons and Dragons in anime form, Record of Lodoss War. It's a great, great anime. You guys should check it out, especially if you like Dungeons and Dragons and anime and video games and all that type of stuff. MXT says,
I think I've seen it, but I just don't remember.
Oh, God. Record of Lodoss War is great, man. It's a great,
because I recognize the name, and I feel like I've seen it, but I just couldn't have a mind.
Well, they said so good. It's six stages, but maybe it just... Maybe the game's chapter-based, and it's more of a Metroidvania than we think.
Yeah, maybe. MXT says, why don't we all have Chick-fil-A? Because Chick-fil-A is anti-gay, man. I don't pick that shit up.
Chick-fil-A's gross, too. So.
I like Chick-fil-A, man. I really
do. There are better chicken sandwiches elsewhere, anyway.
Yes.
Dungeon said, I heard Record of Lodoss War. Yes, you did, Dungeon. It's a great anime, man. I know Dungeon's seen it. Man,
You guys.
Was
he just waiting for me to say that or to show up because he wasn't here last week?
Yeah. Also has one of the greatest opening themes ever. It does, man. Dungeon, you are on the button with that. You guys should check out Dungeon Buster on Twitter. He always tweets
if you want waffle fries, go to Mr. Heroes. But the thing is, Mr. Heroes is mainly relegated to Ohio. But you can find something just kind of like it somewhere.
Yeah, and Dungeon is correct. He says they don't make anime like it anymore, like Record of Lodoss War. And that's absolutely correct, man. Like Record of Lodoss War, man, oh, man. The quality of the anime, the story, the whole D&D kind of aesthetic of that series is just phenomenal.
Well, they don't make anime like that anymore because they're too busy making terrible isekais that have terrible protagonists that are doing horrible sexist shit to people.
Yeah, pretty much. Anime has gone downhill.
Or they're getting it done to them, like in the case of Peter.
I don't necessarily agree, MXT. He says anime has gone downhill. I think it's just not what we're used to. You know, it's a different thing. It's like music nowadays. Like, if you listen to rap nowadays, it's like mumble.
Still stuff that you can find that you can
get. I've seen plenty of good anime recently.
Yeah, there's plenty of good. That's what I'm saying. Like there's plenty of good anime today. I mean, it's not like what we were used to back in the day.
That isn't right? Shonen.
Yeah. You know, like
there's not Shonen's taken over everything. Really.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. There's still some good stuff, but you kind of have to hunt for it now. Dungeon says, MXT says, oh, I wanted to finish my point on Dungeon Buster. Go follow Dungeon Buster on Twitter because he's always like tweeting out like really old, obscure like RPGs on PC and otherwise that are really fantastic. And he gives you a little description. Dungeon has a great Twitter account, man. Like, he is really, really good. He says Dorodoro is great. MXT says, gone are the days of Gundam, Record of Lodoss War, Tenchi, etc.
Here's a good anime that I have yet to watch, but I've heard a lot of good things, but No Gun Life. Yeah. No Guns Life.
So. Helsing is good. That's fairly newer, I think. MXT says, damn kid, he's like, you know, get off my lawn guy.
Yeah, but if you consider 10 years old, not retro yet, then I guess it's considered recent.
Go follow Dungeon Buster on Twitter, then subscribe to me on Only. No, don't subscribe to MXT on OnlyFans. Nobody wants to see that. So there you go. All right, Break, you're up next with the Dragon Ball.
Turns out it'd be funny if his OnlyFans turned out to be like some of the hottest lesbian orgies ever.
Oh, God, man.
Hey,
if that was the case.
MXT said, I'm not going to watch this stuff, and it turns out that. Like, no!
Hey, MXT, if you have Netflix, you should watch Cells at Work.
Oh, Cells at Work is awesome.
And the newest Cells at Work spinoff is called Code Black.
I haven't seen that, but I've seen Cells at Work. Cells at Work is fucking phenomenal. We will never have a Cowboy Bebop again, MXT. That is true, MXT. We will never. You know what's pretty good is Record of Gankrist War. It's like a follow-up to Record of Lodoss War in a way. It's not as good, but it's still fairly good.
Gankrist.
I enjoyed it. Gankrist, yeah, that's it.
You said really... Gankrist. It's Grandkrist.
Grandkrist, whatever. Gankrist,
Grandkrist. If only it were Gankrist.
Whatever. Dungeon says, I really need to watch Cells at Work. Cells at Work is excellent, man. It's really, really fun series.
Also, there's a... Let's see, what was it called again? There's that one. It's that one furry one.
MXT.
That's also on Netflix.
Oh, that's a good one too, man. I know what you're talking about, Eric, and it's Beast Wars. Beast Wars is good.
Beastars.
Beastars, yeah, that's good.
And then there's that other one, which is made by Trigger, which is not as serious as that one, but still good.
Yeah. Cells at Work. MXT's asking about Cells at Work. It's like the human body, man. Like cells. Like each character is a cell. Like there's.
Oh, yeah, it was called My New Animal. I think that's what it was called.
White blood cells, red blood cells, etc. But like an anime style. Yeah, I mean, you'll like it, MXT. You should check it out. It's on Netflix. It's really, really, really good. I really enjoyed that series. I think I gave
Super
it a.
Super was good, but it made a lot of mistakes.
I'm pretty sure I gave.
Mainly Toei's fault.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I gave Cells at Work 8.5 out of 10, if I'm not mistaken. I reviewed it on Grindr. So, what do we got next, Break?
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Dragon Ball Z Kakarot DLC Trunks, The Warrior of Hope, the launch in summer 2021. Okay. This content is based on the Dragon Ball Z, the history of Trunks movie, sorry, I was skipping that, which details future Trunks' childhood and an alternative timeline ravaged by the androids.
I have to wonder just how long they're going to support this game, because Xenoverse 2 and Fighters is still getting content.
Yeah, Fighters is so disappointing, though. Like, the fighting is fun in the game, but the story is so fucking terrible.
Well, you don't play Arc System Wars games for the story.
Yeah, but not just that. Like, it's I've had problems like connecting with people online and stuff like that too.
Yeah, I think the only thing that will get me into it again is if they get rollback netcode.
MXT says Dragon Ball Super took my soul and crushed it. He says the only cell I know is green and eats androids. How dare you, MXT?
Bandai Namco hasn't offered more details about the DLC yet, but will be available as part of the game's $24.99 season pass.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That's a hefty price for a season pass, man.
I'm guessing each pack is probably $10 then or something. Because usually they'll save you $5. And...
Yeah. Dungeon says, I really enjoyed Dragon Ball Z Kakarot. MXT says, I love Fighters gameplay. It was like Crash Course on Dragon Ball Z lore, Dungeon said. Freak says, the audiobook I've been listening to is read by Cousin Balky. Oh, okay.
Bronson Pinchot.
Yep. The only thing I really didn't like were how the trash mobs scale up with you. God, that's a mechanic in games I wish that would go away. Like, enemies scale.
Well, they probably did that so that you didn't feel like you were wasting your time.
Yeah, I guess. But, man, like, scaling enemies always was a big, big deal for me, man. All right, let's move on to the next story.
Like, you want to be able to, like, get powerful and then feel powerful, you know? Like, when you're at the higher levels, you're going to fight harder enemies. So you want to... They're going to compete with you, but you want to feel powerful. Sometimes, you know, you just want to go look at the little slime and, you know, let it hit you a few times and laugh hysterically because it's not hurting you. Suck this bitch.
Exactly.
Kill it with your weapon or something.
Yeah.
The thing about Kakarot, though, is that it's not really an RPG. It's a fighting game with an RPG shell.
Yeah. Well, most first-person shooters are that way, too. Eric nowadays, especially Call of Duty. Dungeon says, I didn't spend hours.
So that's why they have to scale up with you, because you're basically doing another match.
Yeah, Dungeon says, I didn't spend hours grinding to be Uber just so a peon robot could still stand toe to toe with me 30 hours later. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And he says, Break
well
understands
put.
It. Yeah,
also well put.
Yeah, I agree, Dungeon. Like, that's the whole point of grinding. That's the whole point of the show, RP Grinders, you know? Like you want to be able to. To, like, just be a badass and go in and decimate bosses and enemies. And, I mean, that the old Final Fantasy games, man, that's how it was. Like, you would just, you know, grind and grind and grind until you could just go into a boss and beat the shit out of the boss, you know, sometimes
in
one
hit.
Yeah,
just imagine, like, in original Final Fantasy, you get uber powerful, and then you go back to the first castle just to explore, and you're killed by a random encounter. Like, what the fuck?
I think maybe there was an update that lets you play a new game plus without that feature.
Yeah. MXT says, Frank, what about that AEW exploding deathmatch finish? Yeah, it was pretty terrible, MXT. Although, I like the explanation on the latest Dynamite, man. Like, Eddie Kingston did a really good job of kind of covering that, and, you know. But I'll be talking a little bit of wrestling later on, so stay tuned. Next, Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 4 launches for PC on April 9th. So you PCers are going to be able to get that. Dungeon says, I remember in Grandia 2, you could overlevel so much and steamroll most of the bosses. That's most.
Oh, yeah.
I got another story here. Did you skip one?
I may have, man. Like,
yeah,
what?
You skipped another. Yeah, I can read that one if you want.
But we're on the topic of Trails of Cold Steel and Argos, I forgot to add because I didn't have time because I've been playing Neo 2 all day. But Trails of Cold Steel is getting an anime.
That's cool. Yeah.
And Funimation is involved, so it's obviously being localized. But it's not going to be an adaptation of the game. It's going to be taking place on the western side of the Zemuria.
Okay.
During, I either post timeline, post Cold Steel, or during the events of Cold Steel.
Okay.
I don't like that. If you're gonna make an anime on a game, like make it on the actual game. Like for the most part, the Dragon Quest anime was pretty fucking awesome, where it was just a recap of Final Fantasy, or I'm sorry, Dragon Quest V, basically.
That's not what the new Dragon Quest anime is about.
I know. I haven't seen a new one yet, but I'm saying that's the last one.
Yeah, new one. Yeah. MXT says, but Kingston sold it.
What are you talking about? You haven't watched it yet, Frank, have you?
Yeah, I have, man. I've seen everything, man. Anything Dragon Quest related. Come on.
Did you see the Dragon Quest V anime?
Dragon Quest V anime.
I'm not talking about that one.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about The Adventure of Dai.
No, I'm talking about the one that's on Netflix. I didn't care for it, to be honest with you. I don't know if that's...
I'm talking about The Adventure of Dai. That's on
I didn't see that one.
And Crunchyroll. Yeah, you should watch that one.
Maybe. I haven't seen that one. I'll try to check. I don't have Hulu, but I'll check it out, man. Let's see. Trails of Cold Steel 4. Dragon Quest likes very much. Yeah, so it's good stuff. All the Trails of Cold Steel, man. The Legend of Heroes is kind of an underrated anime or RPG.
But I'm kind of glad that they're actually having it take place in the other half of the continent because there were events in the game that we didn't actually get to see, and you might see them here.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. MXT says, I remember the Final Fantasy anime from the 90s. It wasn't very good from what I remember, MXT.
I don't remember that one. I do remember the Dragon Warrior anime from the 80s, which was fucking awesome.
Yes, that one was
never
good.
Finished.
Is MXT talking about the Legend of the Crystal, which was based on 5, or is he talking about the terrible Final Fantasy Unlimited anime?
Probably that one.
Oh, Final Fantasy Unlimited, yeah, that, I remember that was terrible.
Yeah, MXT says...
It was only 13 episodes long because it was so bad they didn't renew it for a season. Yeah.
MXT says he'll be back in a few, so maybe he'll explain himself. All right, break. Go ahead with the Monster Hunter.
Okay,
story.
Coming to us live from. Why are you starting to load on me now? I had you open. Oh, Jesus Christ! Seriously, website.
Although Final Fantasy Unlimited was basically the 2020s or 2000s.
Yeah, it was early 2000s, right? Coming to us live from RPG Site. Monster. I'm glad I bootlegged that one because that was terrible. RPG Site. Monster Hunter Stories 2 launches worldwide on July 9th with additional PC Steam release. Capcom announced today that that's coming on July 9th. Why am I repeating myself? English Terror also added a big surprise reveal confirming that the game is also coming simultaneously to PC via Steam on the same day as the Nintendo Switch release. Well, that's interesting. While the trailer is mostly focused on showing the game's key characters and story cutscenes, it also shows more monsters that will appear here. So far, we've confirmed the availability of Kulu Yaku, Pookie Pookie, Anjanath, Velocidrome, Mizutsune as Monstice. What the fuck am I reading?
I love it. Oh, I love it.
And the Royal Ludruff. Yeah, I'm probably am. Also appeared as enemies in one of the scenes. Yeah, okay, I'm done with the story.
There's the different monsters in the game.
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, it looks good, man, for a Switch
there's
game.
There's a deluxe edition. Let's see what comes with. You're going to get content contained in the Monster Hunter Stories 2 Wings of Ruin Deluxe Edition pre-order bonus, 3 amiibo figures releasing alongside the game, and save data link reward for players of Monster Hunter Rise. The Deluxe Edition will include Razewing layered armor sets and a Nerd Gigante inspired hairstyle for players. I don't even know what I'm saying half of these. Are these made up words? What is... God damn it. The Quan Coat outfit for the Witherian Companion Ina, 2 new outfits for Navaru, and 2 sticker sets depicting the various companions players will encounter throughout their journey. Players who pre-order Monster Hunter Stories 2 Wings of Ruin on either platform will receive the Kimura Maiden outfit for Ina, while players on Nintendo Switch will be able to unlock 3 different sets of layered armor and daily bonuses using the new Ina, Razewing Rafa, and Tsukino amiibo figures. Mm-hmm. Finally, those with Monster Hunter Rise save data will be able to unlock the Gamora Garb layered armor for their character.
Yeah.
Jesus. Looks cool.
It looks cool. That was a mouthful, but a lot of that stuff looks cool. They have pictures of it. Freak says, just from this story, I'm going to need to chug a beer when I get home. He's playing the RP Grinders drinking game, apparently. So yeah. There you go.
Well, I don't know if it counts because these are all made up words. There's no price on here, though. That's odd.
Yeah.
It's not all right, the same as a Switch version.
All right, let's get back on track here, Eric. You're next.
Science of the Sojourner is coming out on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch later this month. And that would be March 17th for PlayStation 4, March 18th for Nintendo Switch, and March 19th for Xbox One.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
And apparently it's a decent game because it got a 9 out of 10 on this site back when it launched on the PC.
Yeah. I mean, it's a card adventure game, so it's not high on my radar. But, you know, if you're into quirky little card games, adventure games, then this is probably going to be the game for you. Apparently it's really good, so... there you go. Anything else on this, Eric?
Nope.
All right, Brake, you're up.
That's great because it's still loading for me here.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why it's taking so goddamn long.
I don't know. Just your computer, I guess, man. I don't know.
It's from RPG site about some alchemic cutie.
Yeah, stuff. There you go. You got it.
I know, I'm trying to stall.
Well, here, let me read chat. Freak says all words are made up. Of course they are, but they're structured like they're structured.
Well, there's structure to those words too, but we just don't understand them yet.
Yeah, exactly. Did your story come up yet, Break?
Bad at pronunciation. English language.
Stop making fun of Break. Freak fight. Leave Break alone!
Alchemic cutie. By the way, fuck Congress and anybody who wants to interfere in it. Like, that's the only time those fucking rich people want to interfere is when other rich people are affected.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Alchemic cutie launches first for Xbox One and Xbox Series X and S on July 27th.
Yeah.
Alchemic cutie has been in the works for several years now, having been originally revealed in 2017 with a formal publisher announcement in 2018, where Circle Entertainment has announced the PC and Switch versions. That's skip ahead here. It's about the story. I'll just give you the bullet points. Explore Wimba Island is a huge place with plenty to do, from exploring secret locations to discovering new jellies scattered all over the island. As the seasons change, so does the island, with new areas, different jelly shots, and items appearing. Raise jellies, enjoy an engaging jelly raising system where each jelly shot has uniquely generated stats, traits, and over 4,000 visual styles. You'll be able to tame, breed, and raise the perfect jelly companion and take it with you on adventures. Return to village of goofy fun and sometimes complicated characters, help them by completing quests, or just hang out, mingle, and get to know them. You know, maybe some might be hiding something. That's what they said.
Freak says, whatever, I do what I want. Okay.
And I slipped jello shots into that a few times, and nobody said nothing.
All of these are jellies. I'm assuming that's short for jellyfish.
I actually had a few shots before the show, if you guys can believe that. I drank, the hell was that drink? It was peanut butter whiskey, banana rum, and cream.
I think it's, I was thinking it meant like, said like jellyfish. I thought it meant like their version of slime, but I guess we're gonna need to watch the trailer to
maybe
find
it
out.
Is. I don't know.
There's nothing in the trailer. It looks cool. It's like a retro, like RPG Maker type. You know, it sort of like reminds me a little bit of Zelda in a way, but nothing to give away what the jellies are, to be honest with you, Brent.
I mean, what's up with the name though? I kind of thought this was gonna be like a one of those anime type games where you shoot the clothes off the girl or something like that.
Like a pantsu type thing. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
All right, let's go with the last story here. Last story comes to us from Dotemu.com. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge. So this is
.mu.
.mu, I guess. Well, it says .com. .emu is how I'm going to say it. Damn you.
There's no birds involved in here. So.
Well, damn it. That's how I'm going to say it. But anyways, so there's new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game coming out, Shredder's Revenge, which is cool. It features gnarly game designs, take you back to the 80s. Beautiful full-color pixel art. Old-school gameplay enhanced with super fresh mechanics, up to four players simultaneously. Play with iconic TMNT characters. And radical new story mode. So there you go.
And it looks freaking badass.
I have not seen any gameplay, but wow, this is.
The video I saw had like 5 seconds of gameplay at the very end of the trailer.
Okay, but let me go to the end of the trailer here and see if we can see what it looks like. Freak says I was going to say something about the Jello shots, Break, but my hands were full getting into my house. So does look good, Break. I'm looking at it now. It looks like old school classic beat 'em up TMNT, That looks really good, man. Looks really, really good.
Oh yeah.
So I'm down for this.
Oh, me too.
Can't wait for this.
I'm excited.
Man. Good stuff.
I love like the Turtles arcade beat 'em up. Those were the fucking best of all of them.
They sure were, man. They were really fun.
And it looks like they've learned from the old school beat 'em up by giving you a special meter instead of having it drain your health.
Yeah. Not very many homing discounts. I know there's new
That was based on coin consumption at the time. Like all arcade games were made to take your money.
Coins.
So that's why it was tied into your health.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like when the SNES version of Turtles in Time came out. Okay, let's do that because the arcade did that, even though it's no longer an arcade game.
I know, that annoyed the shit out of me. They didn't need to do it at home, but they translated it exactly like that.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah. It had, like levels that were exclusive to that version of the game.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
To make up for the fact that they couldn't do some of the things in the arcade game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not much homie discounts today. We still got the PS Plus for, I think, $29-something. There was a Sony sale I saw and an Xbox sale, but nothing super notable. Pretty much the same old shit.
I think it's over now, but then Nintendo had the Mario deals.
They did, and I think that's over. But Best Buy still has that sale, so if you're listening to this, you could probably get physical copies at Best Buy.
Yeah, like Walmart had several games on sale, not just the four listed. So
yeah.
Like they had things like Odyssey and and Mario Kart were also discounted too.
Yeah,
not
if you're
just
listening,
Mario Maker.
If you're listening to this live or on the archives, if it's not too much later, you probably can still pick up those at Walmart or Best Buy on sale. So there you go. Yeah. All right, Breakman, should I?
Sorry, I forgot about Mario Day before last episode, or I would have said something. My bad.
Yeah. Breakman, should I hit your music? All right, dear Breakman, what do we got? Anything, Breakman? Do we have Breakman? Did Breakman...
Sorry, I muted myself while I was getting my phone. Forgot to unmute myself. We got some non-Breakman related questions or comments, actually. Devoting a whole show to Booger Man, are you? That's from Drinks with Josh.
Go listen to Drinks with Josh podcast. Those dudes do a bang-up job. And they always... Josh is always, favoriting our stuff and liking and all that stuff. So thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it. Yep. No, we will be talking about Boogerman later on in the show for sure. So there you go. What else we got, Breakman?
This one comes from Bernie, which is BRINICOLE 7897 on Twitter. I don't usually give out her whole name on Twitter, but just,
there you go. So,
forget to add her number. So
yeah, add her phone number and her personal, a physical address and all that.
Wait,
shit.
That's your address.
Oh yeah, that don't do that. That's my address right there.
Send all your hate mail to Frank.
Yeah, yeah. What you got, Break?
Oh, dear Break Man. Food during sex, yay or nay? Let's see here.
That's messy.
Ooh. All right, Eric. What do you say, Break?
Eric, it's just no right away.
Well, you eat or you eat ass.
Eat ass.
Okay, let me see the kind of food that you want to have sex with. So
no chocolate syrup or honey or whipped cream or ice or
what else?
Ice doesn't make a mess. Ice doesn't make a mess.
It gets things pretty slippery.
Oh God! Get out of here, Bernie! Jesus Christ! Bernie is crazy. Go ahead, Eric. Or Break.
Oh wow, that's do you hear Eric? Yeah, if you step on it, I'll say not much to bet. Let me see.
I think your skin would have it dried pretty quickly. That's why I think that.
Let's see here. The best food to have sex with. Let me see. Watermelon is always a good choice. You gotta. You need to have something to be able to drill into it. The right size. You need something that's going to fit.
I say no on watermelon. You know why, Break? The seeds, dude. Like, it's all about the seeds. You have to get a seedless.
You can get seedless watermelon. That's a good point. You should get seedless watermelon. Or cantaloupe.
Okay. All right.
Which one of them is hollow in the middle? That's the one you don't want to do.
Cantaloupe, right? No, that's that. I think it's melon. Like, I'm not a big fan
right.
of melon.
It is melon. Yeah, you don't want to use a melon because, you know, you're going to get that, oh, yeah, let's go. Wait, what? Oh, man.
Yeah.
No, I got to go back to the store and buy more Vaseline and more fruit.
Exactly. I'm going to take an El Paso on food, but I will say, go ahead and watch 9 and a Half Weeks. That'll satisfy any any food like type craving, sexual desires, in my opinion. But
let me see. I'd also not recommend frozen hot dogs. I know it's tempting. It's hard and solid, but you know they break off very easily.
Oh God!
What about
you don't...
pumpkins?
That depends. Do you put it in the microwave
pumpkins
or not?
Pumpkins are pretty hollow in the middle. No, they just don't. It's not as satisfying.
There's goop in them, but like not enough of it, I guess.
Bernie has something to say here. Hang on a second, guys. Here you go.
What about a hollowed out warm cucumber for the that thing?
For the guys who are really tiny?
Okay, yeah, for all of you guys that are wondering what that oomph was, that was Bernie making a jacking motion with her hands with a like an air cucumber. That's what she did.
No, around the wiener.
Oh, the winger.
You turn the cucumber to a tenga, basically.
Oh, okay. So she's saying like warm up a cucumber and wrap it around your wiener. How does that sound, Break?
Wrap it around your wiener?
I guess you're like, hold on.
I just don't want the cucumber to feel small, though.
It's not fair to the cucumber. It's supposed to get a guy hard really quick. So my friend says.
I
don't know who your friend is, but invite her over.
I've never heard of that, guys, but honestly, it doesn't sound very appealing to me. I don't know about you, Break. Like a hollowed out, that better be a big cucumber for me.
Her husband says it feels like a vagina.
Okay.
See, that's what. Guys are always falling for that. There's no such thing as it feels like a vagina. That's a lie. Everybody. You're being tricked. Even the fleshlight does not feel like... I mean, I don't know that from experience.
I mean, I'm just... If you're going to... I mean, fleshlights are like kind of the next best thing, I guess. You know?
What about peanut butter?
Oh, get out of here. You're gross. Freak says it sounds...
I tried fucking a jar of peanut butter once, but it didn't work out very well for me. It was just peanut butter everywhere, and I had to clean my dick for at least 2 hours.
Oh, God.
It just And it still smelled like peanut butter a week later.
Freak 5 is exiled, you son of a bitch. You're Freak exiled. 5. Oh, even Bernie gave you an exile, Freak 5. How does that sound?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Break?
Let me see here. I'm trying to, I want people to have safe sex with fruit and the vegetables of the world, you know? And
I agree, stuff. Man. Like, you don't, I mean, no fruit or vegetables were harmed in the recording of this on Pre-Grinder, just for everybody out there, you know, just letting you know.
And you absolutely don't want to use peppers because you'll just burn something.
Yeah, don't Ooh. Use chili peppers.
Oh, man, that is a cautionary tale right there.
Yeah,
oh.
I guess if you're going to do pepper, do like a poblano or something, you know, something.
Or
like
red pepper.
Sweet peppers.
Sweet, yeah.
Use a bell pepper, I guess.
Bell pepper, there you go.
If you're a wimp, you can use a bell pepper, but a real man can use a ghost pepper.
Ghost pepper. Oh, man, Carolina Reaper, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, I saw somebody do an eating contest of the Carolina Reaper.
As an aside, also pineapple.
Freak 5 says, don't forget to follow Bernie's OnlyFans where she does sex stuff with food. Oh, boy. Yeah, no, thank you. I'm good on that. Okay. Anything else, Break?
I'm just trying to think of what food you shouldn't have sex with. Because there's a lot of food that you can have sex with.
No kumquats or tomatoes. No tomatoes. You know, because that's technically
that's
a fruit.
Really small. Who is having sex with? Who has a small enough penis to have sex with a tomato?
Freak 5 in chat. So there you go.
Wow, I guess that's how we're gonna end the segment.
What about like? I mean, you know, for Freak 5, it'd be more like kiwi or something like that. You know, like grape maybe. Grape is probably more his style.
He's but. More used to having sex with the berry family.
Yeah, raspberries, you know, blueberries, you know, strawberries, stuff like that, you know. All right, man, I think we need to move on, man. That's an awful question, Bernie. You know, that's what we do on this show is we answer awful questions, like, seriously.
I'm getting hungry, by the way.
Freak all
this. Freak says I'm exiled. You son of a bitch, Freak 5. All right, let's move on, guys.
Inquiring minds want to know.
What have you been playing, Break, man?
I've really played this week is, I guess I forgot about the phone game. I've been playing a little bit of Among Us on the phone, which is fun, just lying to people. I do get annoyed sometimes, like, when I get voted off when I'm innocent. Like, no, I didn't do it. Like, fuck, goddamn it.
Nobody's reading the logs, Break, man. That's what's going on, man. I mean, if they read the logs, they would have known, like, you were in the lower left quadrant.
See, that's the thing. It's like, I'm playing, like, with two... I think three is a little too hard for me right now, and one was a little too easy, so I was playing with two saboteurs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the person who read the logs could easily be one of the saboteurs and just be lying about it.
Yeah, that's true, too. I mean, you got to, you know, kind of watch out for that. But, I mean, who reads the logs in that game, though? You know, honestly.
Well,
it's
one of the tasks and one of the stages, actually.
Yeah. well, you know what
it's,
I mean.
It's in like, there so you can kind of – they. Put that in one of the stages. There's a security camera in another, kind of so you can spy on the other players if you want.
Yeah. Freak says, have you had the bayonets at Popeyes? They're really good. I have not. I think that's how you say that, bayonets or bayonets. Bayonets. Not bayonets.
A bayonet would be a very different thing. What is
not,
this?
Not bayonetta, man. That's a bayonet. Baguettes, maybe. I don't know. Bagnets. I have no idea how to pronounce that. I'm guessing I'm close. But no, I have not. Freak 5. I'm on a diet, man. I've lost like 14 fucking pounds, dude. Like I'm not. I mean, I can eat the chicken, but everything else at that restaurant's like taboo for me right now, man. Or I can eat the shrimp. They have really bomb ass shrimp at Popeyes. Like it's kind of like spicy breaded like popcorn shrimp.
Is it only during Lent?
No, you can have shrimp anytime, man. Just get it like a quarter pound of shrimp, and it's really good, man. It's really, really good.
It's like 30 for their chicken, so yeah. It's like, I wonder if they did it for the Lenten people.
I don't know, man, but they're
Popeyes, I know they sell popcorn shrimp regularly.
Yeah, it's it's really good, man.
Beignets.
Beignets. Yeah, that's how you say it.
Yeah, like you should take my pronunciations for.
Mine was better. Damn it, I like mine better.
What is it? It's what I want to know.
It's like a bread, man. You know, I've heard it's pretty good. I can't eat that shit, Freak Five. What are you trying to do, man?
Bread makes you fat.
Yes, on the no carb diet, it sure does.
No, Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, yeah.
He said that.
Bread makes you fat. Yeah, I saw that movie the other day, man. That's a good movie. All right, what else you been playing, Break?
The only other thing I've been playing is Dead Rising, the remaster edition. I got the best ending, and I've got some problem. I got a lot of problems with the remaster, actually.
Ooh, this is juicy. What's
It's still this. It's the same game, which was, if you played the original, it's a lot of fun. You know, killing zombies, getting stronger, finding new stuff to kill zombies with, and shit like that. But it didn't address any problems with the
game. It is a remaster.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's one of my problems with remasters is, here's a graphical. It's prettier now.
Yeah. They didn't add any checkpoints or save points.
Sure the PC version has all types of mod support that fixes some stuff.
Yeah. Right, but I'm playing on a console. But you're right, the PC version, I imagine, fixes Capcom's fuck-ups. But, like, this is a game that's... the industry changed in the 10 years since that game was originally made and it was remastered. And there have been a lot of improvements, and they didn't add nothing to it.
They should have. Dead Rising was a fine game. I played that a long-ass time ago, Break. Right. And the problem I had is, like, lack of checkpoints, man. Like, you could be... You know, you could work a long time on a level, and it's like the level never fucking ended, man. Like, and then you die, and you go, you have to start that whole fucking task again, man. You know,
or so, start the game completely over.
Yep.
With your save file. Like the ending, beating, and the reason I brought up the ending or beat the game is because the ending is exactly where we need some checkpoints at.
Yeah.
Because it makes you go down a long tunnel, and there's a couple of save points during this tunnel, but. The last save point, you still have to go through another section of zombies, and you have to fight past a couple troops, get in a jeep, and then fight a tank before you fight the final boss.
Yeah.
And if you lose at any point in there, including the final boss, you have to go back to the last save.
Yeah. Freak says, another idea for a future tournament, best trauma film. That's pretty easy, man. I mean, it's got to be Toxic Avenger, man. Dungeon says... Wow, Dead Rising, that was a fun game, and I don't
know. Speaking of zombies, Stubbs the Zombies is getting a remaster.
Yeah. Dungeon says that was a fun game, and I don't normally play zombie games. So
yeah, I need to play more of the new Dead Risings, because I had so much fun with this one. I imagine the new ones are not as broken as this one.
They're not, but they took a more serious turn in 3 and 4. They're good games, but
just 4 mainly.
Yeah, they're good games. They're just they kind of, for me, don't fit in that universe, you know. I don't know. I mean, they're good, but they're just not. They don't have the charm and humor of the first game or two games.
The humor of the first game is really weird. Like, they're showing all these horrible things in the backdrop. Like, there's one woman screaming about how if she watches her babies get devoured, while you're fucking wearing a Mega Man helmet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of weird. Like, what are you going with here? Trying to be not serious?
Yeah, it was one of those games that really didn't know what it was when it first came out, but it still had its charm, man. I dug Dead Rising. It's a good game.
Oh yeah.
What else you been playing, Break, or is that it?
No, that's it.
All right, Eric, what you been playing?
Just more Bravely Second, and
can I interrupt real quick? I forgot something last week when I talked about Haven.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Haven. Watch, if you play the game Haven, watch the credits. Okay. Not. I don't mean after you beat the game. I mean on the start menu, there's the credits, because it's got probably the coolest credit sequence I've ever seen. Basically, it's the two main characters talking about all the people that made the game, as it's going through their names.
So something you watch after you beat the game.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You mean like the beginning credits, like when you open, or?
No, you know how they're
Games have a credits like option in the menu.
Yeah.
Oh.
Most normal games do anymore.
I got you.
But yeah, okay. don't watch it first, because there are some gameplay spoilers. But after you beat it, watch that, because it tells you about the people. The only thing it misses is that it doesn't actually say the people's names. So there's some names I'm like, I don't know how to pronounce that. But it talks about them, what they did to the to create the game and stuff like that, which I thought was really cool. I've never seen that in a game.
That's a really neat addition to a game.
It's kind of like how Valve did all the commentary that you could enable during episode 1 and 2.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what else?
I think they eventually added that back into the main Half-Life 2 as well.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt, Eric.
Yeah, that's all right.
I just want to say that before.
Eric and I interrupt all the time.
Because I forgot last week.
So. All right, Eric.
But other than Bravely Second, I've been playing more Neo 2. I got through the DLC and I'll have a review for that. And I need to delete one of these, but that's all I did. But
okay.
I'm very close to getting the platinum to the game. I just gotta get max proficiency or a certain level of proficiency with the dual swords, and then I can just take on all the mastery missions so that I can get the mystic arts and then get some other achievements that I still need to get. And
Eric is a fucking.
I'll be done.
Eric is a fucking beast when it comes to platinums, man. He's on a different level, man.
I'm not gonna go for all the trophies of the DLC because the DLCs don't even have platinums.
Eric's a beast. Dungeon. I've seen Dungeon play a few times. Watch him play games, and goddamn, those guys are beasts, man. They're just really, really good at what they do. I've been playing. Of course, Marvel Puzzle Quest, man, that game never gets bad. Like they change things around a little bit, but man, they never fuck with the core gameplay, and that's what I love about that game, man. MPQ is just on a different level as far as match 3 games go. And also I got a chance to play Dragon's Dogma: Dark Arisen. So starting that, and that game so far is living up to everything that I thought it was going to be. It's so far it's really, really good. The gameplay is really good. Story's a little confusing. They start you off as a badass, dude, and I chose a chick because I don't like when I'm playing games, I like to look at women more than I like to look at men.
All right. That's why you chose the one.
How dare you? Well, you can mess with breast size and stuff like that. So I always choose a woman.
I was wondering if you could do that on Code Vein. I was thinking about making a female character just to see if I could change the breast size.
Yeah. I mean, that
seems like a really big feature in the game.
You can change your appearance at any time, though. So.
I use a guy. I didn't make a woman.
I think you can completely change your gender if you want.
Yeah. I always choose chick, man. They're just better to look at, while you're playing. Oh, it's more pleasing to me.
You've always wanted to be a chick.
How dare you? How dare you,
Breakman? Well, that's not wrong. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Dungeon says, I wonder how many people use my pawn at this point, if any more. I don't know how that works, Dungeon. I really don't.
I don't think pawns from the original Dragon's Dogma carry over to Dark Arisen.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's really fun, man. Let's see. It says it was. Dungeon says it was fun getting gifts left by other players. Yeah, the game is on a. It's a different game for sure. I'm kind of confused. I just played the little.
It's on Game Pass.
I just played the little beginning part of it, Dungeon. But so far, what I played, I'm really impressed. What I don't like is what this game does. It lets you be a badass right at the beginning, and then you have to kind of start over. That's the only kind of issue that I got. I just wish I could have gone.
But then it wouldn't be a game at that point.
That's the Super Metroid syndrome. I've seen that in several games. Here's what you get, a little section of getting to be a badass, and then...
Super Metroid doesn't start off like that. Metroid Prime does that.
Metroid Prime, my bad.
Dungeon says, you're dragon farming the memories. Yeah, it's...
Although it does make me wonder what happened to Samus for him not to have all this
stuff. The reason why I resisted playing... this is a game right up my alley, right? Dragon's Dogma, Dark Arisen.
I know why. It's because their suit was somehow co-developed by Apple. And Apple's got the new firmware, so it reset everything.
I was going to say, it was probably just on Fusion, where basically she just didn't use her upgrades because people told her not to.
Yeah, no, it's a little different than that. You just
which was absolutely infuriating. Why is Samus listening to these pieces of shit?
That's not Fusion, that's Other M.
Yeah, Other M, man.
Whatever, I'm sorry.
But yeah, it's
so, Infusion
is because they had to surgically remove parts of her suit, so was removed.
Yeah,
you're right. I'm mixing all my fucking Metroids up today. Yeah. I'm just gonna stop talking about Metroid.
This game, Dragon's Dogma, is like right up my alley, and it came out, I believe, on the PlayStation 3. But the reason I didn't play it is because it wasn't the most technically sound game, man. Like, it ran like ass on the PS3, and I didn't... Like, when I was watching gameplay of it, I'm like, that looks like a really interesting, cool game, but I'm not going to get it because, you know, the technical issues. And now you go up to PS4 on the Pro, it played a lot better, and now on the PS5, it plays really, really good. So it's a whole different experience. Like, when you're going, I think it's still at 30 frames per second, but for some reason it doesn't feel like 30 frames per second on the PS5. It actually feels really, really good to play on the PS5. So it's a good game so far.
At least the Switch version, like, isn't heavily downgraded compared to the PS4 versions.
Yeah, yeah.
Dungeon
says it was a really cool concept. The UR Dragon was a community boss that players could fight.
I think that was the Ur Dragon.
Ur Dragon, okay. Could fight and took their results to impact a global health bar for it. I farmed it so much for the mats to make gear with. Dark Arisen has a similar boss. I haven't gotten too far into it, Dungeon, so I can't speak from experience on the game, but from what I played so far, it looks fine. Like, it kind of holds up. It's not the prettiest game in the world, but it does some things that I quite like. So hopefully I'll have a review for that very soon. But speaking of reviews...
RP Grinders, reviews.
All right, Eric, you're up.
All right, the Neo 2 DLC. There's actually three of these DLCs. And if you still have the base PS4 version, you'd have to buy the season pass. But if you have the PS5 version, it's just in there. And all three of them have one continuous storyline, just like the last one, only this feels a little bit more connected. Because it takes place only over the course of... actually goes backwards in time in regards to you trying to find out where the origin of all the evil yokais going about and wrecking havoc in your own time came from, and seeing if you could find a way to stop it. And it more or less kind of is an epilogue for the game, because it's an alternate ending at the end of the game.
All right.
But, I didn't get a chance to play with the three weapon types because, and I don't know if I'll touch on them later or not, because they're actually not a part of the main game's DLC or trophies for the weapon mastery. But I'll probably do it eventually at some point, like when I feel like playing it again. But the new weapon types that were added were the fist and the split staff. Staffs is like an alternate weapon for people who want to scale with magic, do a magic-based build. And the fists are for people who want strength-based weapon, but also the speediness that the Odachi and the axe lack.
Okay. So a couple little nifty options there. So does it play mostly like Neo 2, obviously, Eric?
Yeah, you just use your character from that. And... I kind of liked how connected the levels were to the story, because some of the levels in the DLC for the last game felt like, aside from like one or two levels, felt like remixes of previous levels. But The last DLC only had two main missions, which was weird, but I think they kind of made up for it by the fact that the last level's extra long and has several mini boss fights, and the second DLC has a really short level, but it has two boss fights. So I think they were like, trying to balance how long they can make the, each level. But I enjoyed it. It was a slightly better ending than the original games.
Okay. So what are you giving the DLC for Neo 2, Eric?
I'm going to give it a 9.
All right. Along the same lines. Let's see. I'm going to do a... Breakman, do you have a review?
Mm-mm.
All right. I'm going to do a review of a movie for... Bone Tomahawk. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this movie. If you don't want spoilers, I'm going to try not to spoil.
I've seen a lot of pornos. I don't keep track of all the names.
It's definitely not a porno, man. Although it
was a tomahawk made of bones.
It is. That's where the name came from. Basically, if you guys like westerns and if you like horror movies, this is basically a blend of a horror movie and a western. Have you guys seen Tombstone? Break. Have you seen Tombstone?
I've seen Tombstone.
Tombstone. Have you ever seen that
yes.
movie? Okay.
I said yes.
It stars Kurt Russell in a very similar role. He's not Wyatt Earp or anything like that, but he is a sheriff in a small town, and he has a deputy, which the deputy is the dad from Step Brothers. I don't know if you guys... are familiar with the guy. I don't know his name, but he's real funny usually. But in this movie, it takes kind of a serious turn. It's basically about a woman who gets abducted from a jail cell. She's a doctor, and she's the wife of Patrick Wilson's character. And basically, Kurt Russell figures out that another one of his deputies plus the woman who was a doctor who was tending to one of the prisoners that he got. The prisoner is David Arquette, and he was taken by, we find out, I don't really want to spoil, but we find out he's taken by, depending on your interpretation of nefarious people. That's about all I'm going to say there. But basically, it's about Kurt Russell, his deputy, and Patrick Wilson's character basically going to look for Patrick Wilson's wife. And Patrick Wilson in this movie, I can't remember his name, but he has a broken leg or like a sprained leg or something. So he's walking, you know, not walking very well. And so it's kind of a liability for Kurt Russell, and, you know, stuff ensues, and they pick up the trail, and they finally kind of find out where the woman is. But I'm not going to spoil anything. A lot of stuff happens. It's very graphic. You know, so if you like horror movies, this is right up your alley. If you like westerns, this movie is going to be right up your alley. It's a solid 8 out of 10 from me. I actually like this movie more than I like Tombstone. Tombstone has its own charm and stuff, but Bone Tomahawk is a better movie all the way around. I give it an 8 and a half. I'll give it an 8 and a half.
I want to see that Nicolas Cage Five Nights at Freddy's like movie called Willy's Warehouse or something.
I do too. Willy's Wonderland. I want to see that as well. But so 8 out of 10.
Tombstone doesn't have Val Kilmer.
Where can you see the Wonderland anyway?
It's on video on demand right now, Eric, and I think it's going to be on Shudder, to be honest. They've been having a lot of those Nicolas Cage movies. But what were you saying, Break?
If it's on VOD, I'd probably have to pay $20 for it, don't I?
Right now, yeah. Wait about a week, and then you won't have to pay that, Eric, and it'll be at the Redbox. If you like porn, is it right up your alley, Freak 5 says, for Bone Tomahawk?
I'd rather rent it from YouTube when it's cheaper, because like, then I can watch it in 4K.
Yeah. Let's see.
Redbox won't have a 4K DVD or Blu-ray. I mean,
Bone Tomahawk does not have any nudity. Actually, wait a minute. I lie. It does have a very tiny scene of nudity, but you'll be very disappointed if you're, a male that's not gay. So just look out for that.
Or bi. Or pan.
So. But it's a great movie. You guys should check out Bone Tomahawk. Like I said, I like it. It does not have Val Kilmer, but it doesn't really need it, Break Man. It's good.
Whatever. You're Huckleberry, and you know it.
I do like Tombstone, man. It has its charm, but it's no Bone Tomahawk, man. Bone Tomahawk is a great movie, man, for sure. All right,
I'm not the biggest Western fan, but there are some that I like Tombstone.
See, I'm the same way. I'm not a big Western fan, but this one...
I like True Grit enough.
If you like... True Grit was a good movie, both the original and the remake.
I only saw the remake. I never saw
Brake, I know you and Mrs. Brake are kind of big horror fans. You guys would really like Bone Tomahawk, man. If you can stomach kind of the gore in it, it's really, really good.
Gore doesn't... The only time like gore bothers me is when they do it like the Saw version, where they're just trying to make it gratuitous, just for gratuitous sake, you know?
Yeah, this has a couple of scenes like that.
Yeah, that was
Brake.
The Hateful Eight in a nutshell, and that's why I didn't care for it that much.
I think you would like Bone Tomahawk, but it is there's a couple of graphic, very very graphic scenes in it for sure. So, all right, let's move on, gentlemen.
Stinko of the week.
All right, Brake, you're up.
I've got two of them. One I do twice a year, and it's that time of the year again.
Insurance?
Daylight savings time.
Oh, God, daylight savings. Mm. Is that time this weekend?
That's this weekend, yes. Spring forward this weekend.
Oh, shit, we lose an hour.
Wait, maybe that's why I felt god-awful today, because my body was already adjusting for it.
Oh, God. Maybe. So we lose an hour this weekend.
We lose an hour. Yeah, I don't care if we go an hour forward and stop there, or if we don't go an hour forward and we stop here. I'm sick of changing the fucking time.
I agree, man. This is an age old.
I think if the next president wants to win the election, all they have to do is run on the get rid of daylight savings.
I agree. I mean, whoever says that will win. Yeah, you're right, Eric. Nobody likes daylight saving times. Not even farmers. It used to be. Back in the day, it was for farmers to save a day, also for people who play golf to save an hour of daylight. But it's outdated. It doesn't work anymore for anybody, and it's just stupid. And nobody.
Well, now we
it.
Know why Trump didn't do anything other than the fact that he's Trump is because he wants to play golf.
Yeah. And it messes up our schedule twice a year.
Yep.
We're all messed. Like everybody's messed up. The day after, like, we spring forward. We all are, because we're out of sorts. I'm early. No, yeah. Wait, fuck!
Yeah, you know, the other thing, there's actually a lot of psychological effects with daylight saving times. There's been plenty of studies, Brake, that show that it's not good for anybody. It's not good for productivity. It's not good for, you know, business.
At my job, like, back when we worked normally at 7 to whatever... They didn't reset the doors so that the doors were locked and we had to buzz in.
Oh, that's stupid.
And Freak says it right. He's like, we still have the same amount of daylight no matter what. That's true.
Now
man.
It's irrelevant to me now though, because I work at 6 and it's still locked anyway.
It's just dumb. It's just dumb. I agree, Brake man. It just the time is well past the time to get rid of daylight savings time.
It's one of those old things that we hang on to for why?
Tradition's sake, man. There's a lot of things like that. Like, sports are like that, and I hate it. You know, they do things just for tradition. And it's like,
you know, like
it's
playing
stupid.
The anthem at the beginning of games. Like, that.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
You're not less. It doesn't mean that the sport isn't patriotic because they don't play a fucking anthem. It's still an American sports team.
Right. It's you know what that is, that the NFL is tied to the military, man.
It's
like
not just the NFL, it's everybody. Yeah. For instance baseball, when they play in Canada, they play the American anthem and the Canadian anthem.
You know what I don't get? Like hockey.
That's not even patriotism. That's nationalism, and nationalism is evil.
And jingoism and stuff like that. Like, why do they do it in hockey, Brake, man? Because like all those players are like international players from like several different countries. You got Russians, you got people from Finland. You got Swedish people. You got American. You got Canadian. I mean, why do they play any anthem in any fucking game? Is beyond me. It's just stupid. And I
don't understand. It started back during like World War II time to be patriotic and pro-America and stuff like that.
Yeah. No.
And to get people in and view it and say, hey, we're pro-American. But I've heard different variations in the story, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's one of those things, like you said, why do we still do this?
It's no beyond me. What else you got, Brake?
Oh, my other stinko goes to, hey, Eric, have you heard what asshole wants to be a senator in Ohio?
Oh, please.
No.
Well, let me see here. See if I can get you, if you guys can figure this one out and give some hints. He used to be a talk show host.
Mm. It's not Rush Limbaugh, because that piece of shit is dead.
Television talk show host. Like, it's not Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer used to be the mayor of Cincinnati at one time, but he's not. He's talked many times about running for office, but it would be different if he was running for here, because he lived in Ohio at points.
Right.
You know?
Please tell me.
I'm talking about has never lived in Ohio, as far as I'm known. But anyway, so he's does
Jimmy
talk...
Kimmel.
No,
trashy. You're thinking trashy talk show host. Most recently, he was on Fox News, part of Fox News staff.
I was gonna say Chuck Woolery, but that doesn't fit.
Rick, are you running for Senate now? Against this guy, though, if there nobody else pops up, I'm gonna have to.
Who are we talking about, Rick?
He's
man?
A loudmouth, opinionated asshole who once made a big deal about exploring an Egyptian tomb.
Oh, is it Geraldo Rivera?
Yep.
Oh, you got to be fucking joking me, man.
Yeah, he wants to be the senator from Ohio.
Well, you know who's running in Ohio, don't you? Is Nina Turner. So that's going to be a hard task for – if he's running against Nina, there's no chance for Geraldo. But,
I mean, Nina's part of the fucking squad, but I'd rather have
She's not part of the squad. Geraldo. She's not part of the squad. She's not part of the squad at all. So – Geraldo Rivera is thinking about running for fucking Congress.
He's never lived in Ohio, as far as I know.
No.
Yeah, Geraldo wants to go into politics, and he said he wanted to be a senator. And just yesterday, he announced Senator Ohio.
God.
Like, what the? Could you even represent us for one thing?
Yeah. And Dungeon says the guy that tried to find a Al Capone stash. Yeah, that was a remember
by
that
stash. Do we mean his drugs or do we mean his money?
No, that was a big thing back in the day, Eric. You might not remember, but Geraldo
tried to shun his talk show trash host and tried to make himself look like he was a real journalist and reporter type thing. It was that during that period.
No, he back in the day he got into Al Capone's vault. And he thought there was going to be some, like, you know, juicy shit in there. And basically, I think there was, like, a couple bottles of wine and, you know, some stupid shit that was, like, not worth anything. But it was a big deal.
If I ever become, like, a famous mobster and have, like, a stash that I'm going to hide, it'll be, like, my toothbrush and, a note saying, ha-ha, sucker. Or something like that.
All right, what else you got, Break?
That's enough, isn't it? I mean, fucking Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah. All right, Eric, I didn't see anything for you for Stinkos this week. But mine, I just got – I'm pretty irritated. Like the stimulus thing passed, what are they calling it, the Rescue Act or whatever. And we're all getting $1,400, okay? Great. We're all getting $1,400 fucking dollars. But you know what? Two things bother me, guys.
Hold on. Why does it bother you? Because the president said it's going to save all of our jobs and everything.
Okay.
It's going to pay for all of our rent and everything. You didn't hear that?
It bothers me for a couple of reasons. One, Joe Biden's a fucking liar. And so are those two fucking senators from Georgia who won the Georgia races, Ossoff and Warnoff. They ran on giving us $2,000 checks, right? Well, the last time I checked, Breakman, $1,400 isn't the same as $2,000. And then they tried to pass it off as, we gave you $600, so $600 plus $1,400 equals $2,000. It's like, no, motherfuckers.
I can do math. I knew that before you fucking said it. This isn't what you promised.
This isn't what you promised, okay? They also took $15 an hour minimum wage out of the bill, which I blame the squad for that one, Eric. They all could have stood up and said, we're not voting for this bill unless the $15 minimum wage is added to it. And fuck Manchin. Manchin is a Republican with a D next to his name. He's worthless in West Virginia. I don't understand how people like him in West Virginia. I think I'd rather have a Republican in West Virginia than stupid Manchin. He never votes for anything on the Democrat side. He's a pain in the fucking ass. So I don't know. I just got to thinking 1400 isn't the same as 2000, and it just irritates the shit out of me. So yep. You know,
I agree 100%, man. That's not what they promised. It's not what was promised to us.
Nope. It wasn't promised. $2,000 was promised to the American people. That's what was promised, and they failed. So, all right, let's move on, guys.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Eric, do you have a sweet-o this week?
Oh, there's been an update. Geraldo Rivera drops Senate hopes after Fox freaked out. Nice.
Yeah. Okay. No, I don't have a sweet-o, but I did say want to mention an update on the whole Michael Shermer thing. Person he interviewed, I looked into her, and she's basically just another of those Jordan Peterson types.
Hey, Brake, why don't you go right after Eric? I have to use the restroom, so I'll be back. Go after Eric.
But okay? That's all I had to say. So yeah, it's your turn now.
I guess we're going to skip over the stinko then and go right to the sweeto, since I don't really have any more, since one of my stinkos just got, well, this, let's make this a sweeto then. I'm going to pop this article up. On the Daily Beast, it's, you know, why is my connections? I got to switch to Cincinnati Bell, because this is the cable sucks. Spectrum, your fucking internet blows. Okay, here we go. Yeah. From the Daily Beast, Geraldo backs away from Senate run after Fox News freaked out. Nice. Well, it looks like Geraldo Rivera's Ohio Senate run is over before it began, at least for the moment, that is. So, Fox News correspondent at large announced earlier this week that he was considered running for the seat occupied by Republican Senator Rob Portman, who is not running for re-election in 2022, which is good because he's yet to do anything for us. Still waiting for that. Still waiting for Rob Portman to do a damn thing for Ohio. Rivera, who said he would be running as Republican, even revealed his campaign slogan during a Fox News segment on Thursday. Geraldo for Ohio, from the Great River to the Great Lake, I will fight for you. I'm not renewing all this, but yeah, he's backed off of it, so fuck you, Geraldo. Thank God. I actually had other sweetos too. Well, I asked everybody about Dead Rising 3 and 4, and he said, I missed your Dead Rising message. But I played 3 and it was fun with friends, but it's so damn buggy. And I haven't heard anything good with Dead Rising 4.
I've heard that Dead Rising 4 is a good enough game, but like the problem this person that was telling me about it had was that they basically just had you do quests for some reason, and it was just getting resources, and that was boring. So that was like the only part of it that fell off to him.
Well, I'd have to check it out, I guess. Maybe I'll see how much it is. If it's cheap, maybe I'll still buy it, still play it. Anyway, my sweetos. I'm adding that one to fuck you, Geraldo.
Yeah, there you go. Frank?
Go. Okay, you can give us your stinko now, Frank.
Well, the stinko I already said was the 1400, as opposed to the 2000.
I thought you had another.
No, I think that's fine. Go ahead.
I misunderstood. My bad. I thought you had another. Okay, my sweet-o goes to the weather has been a fucking amazing around here. It's been in the 60s for the last week.
Oh, yeah.
It's still winter technically, but it's been in the 60s and it's been fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I love early springs.
Yeah. Dungeon says, Breakman, I missed your Dead Rising message. Let me get back to it. But I played 3 and it was fun with friends, but so damn buggy. I haven't heard of anything good with Dead Rising 4. Freak says, I have a sweet-o. I'm going to get $5,600. That's awesome, Freak 5, and tax-free too, which is great. There you go. Guess the Stinko Freak 5 says the Dogmite Games Game Master system that I kickstarted almost 3 years was supposed to ship before last week, but it didn't. I emailed them and was told one of the panels warped, and it would be sent out this week. I still haven't gotten a shipping notification. That sucks, Freak 5. But All right. Did you finish your Sweeto?
I want to know more when you get it. No, I have one more Sweeto.
Okay.
We actually talked about it in the news. It was all the Bethesda games coming to Game Pass, so fuck yes. Right. I don't know if I'm going to start playing one of those yet, though, because I'm thinking about playing another Dead Rising, and also I'm thinking about my pile of shame. I don't want to really have a pile of shame again. I want to play the games that I've bought. So I can. I've only got four left that I've bought. And
you know, I did
there's still Dragon Quest XI for you to play.
I did.
I know. There's so much to play.
I did a fairly decent job of getting a lot of my backlog done before the PS5 came. I think there's only like two or three games that I didn't beat on the PS4. But I'm on a tear. I think I beat five games already this year. So I'm on pace to beat my total of 10 last year. So, yeah.
I have four Xbox One games I've purchased and still not played yet. Ooh. Three of them are still in shrink wrap.
Well, what do you got in shrink wrap, man?
Okay, I've got Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
Okay.
Far Cry 4 and Tales from the Borderland.
I would say...
And then I also purchased... what's that game called? Division 2.
Division 2's gotten better, but I would probably go... I don't know if I'm going to play those games, man. Far Cry 4 probably would be fun. So, yeah. Mm. All right, what else you got? Any other Sweetos break? All right.
That's it.
Let's see. Dungeon says, Frank's been a beast lately on the PlayStation. I keep seeing him working. Yeah, Dungeon. I've been tearing it up, man. Like, I finished Demon's Souls, Tomb Raider, Call of Cthulhu, and a couple others I can't think of right off of hand. But I got five done this year so far, Dungeon. Division 2 is okay if you're hitting it for the first time, but I'm burned out on it at this point, having played it since launch. Yeah, it's one of those
games.
Well,
you played it forever, it sounds like. So, yeah. But it's not, it sounds like you enjoyed it up the... until you played it forever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's actually a really good endorsement, I think.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that you would still play it up to now is a good endorsement. Division 2, like, got better over time. So, all right. My Sweeto, Eric, I didn't see a Sweeto. Did you have a Sweeto this week?
No.
All right. I got a Sweeto. Do you like Christian in WWE, Break? Do you remember Christian?
Yeah, I remember Christian. He was all right.
Yeah, he's in AEW now, so
that's cool.
That's really cool. And I made some bomb ass green chili, guys. You guys want a really good
green chili? I don't even know what green chili is.
It's basically pork chunks with tomatoes, onions, spices. Mm. What else did I put in there? I put like Anaheim chilies. I put jalapenos. I put some poblanos. Some garlic and some spices, man. It turned out really, really good. I'll give you the recipe, man. It's not hard to do at all. I'll give it to you. Let's see. Dungeon says I did. I didn't play it every day, but I did get some sweet cosmetics out of it. So now I look like a dude from Metro Exodus. That's cool, Dungeon.
Also
a Santa hat. There you go.
So maybe that's something I could use that crockpot you gave me for.
Yes. Yes. Actually, just put it on overnight, like on low. Eric, after the show, I'll give you that recipe, dude. It's not hard at all. It's super simple. It's really good, too. All right. Let's move on to our free-for-all, guys. It's a free-for-all. Okay, this week's free-for-all is round two of our tournament, guys, to determine the greatest Genesis game of all time. We've got a lot of heavy hitters in there still, but so why don't we get started? We got 32 games, and only 16 can survive today. So let's go ahead and get started, guys. Let's start at the bottom of the bracket, guys. Sonic and Knuckles versus Ghouls and Ghosts. I'll start with Breakman.
Okay. I know I said nice things about it last week and such, but against who it was going up against, I think it was a better game. But Sonic and Knuckles had kind of gotten stale by that point as far as the Sonic formula.
I don't know. I mean, I really like Sonic 3, but Sonic 3 isn't as good unless it's also with Sonic and Knuckles.
Hmm. Okay, that's one look at it. What are you picking, Brick?
I'm still on Ghouls and Ghosts.
Okay, you, Eric?
Knuckles and Ghosts.
It's a clean sweep. I agree with Eric. I think Sonic and Knuckles is kind of, you know, formulaic at best.
I never said it was bad. I didn't
say it was bad either. Did I say it was bad?
Yeah, really defensive all of a sudden.
Jesus, Eric. Golly.
Well, you're assuming that I didn't like it.
You assumed that I said that. I didn't say that. I said.
I don't think you said that, Eric.
I didn't say
it. Jump from 1 to 100.
I know. Wow. Eric's ready to fight, man. This Genesis tournament. If you guys listened to last week's episode and this week, Eric is fired up for this Genesis tournament. Wait till we get to Chacon. Holy shit.
Yeah, like you were really into this tournament more than any of the other ones, I think.
Yeah. Freak says, on another Sweeto, my job gave every employee who's gotten both COVID shots $100 gift cards. That's awesome, Freak. You got a decent employer, I would say, you know, that kind of does things like that. Like... Not many do. All right.
Or at the very least, an employer that can actually afford things.
Yeah, that's true, too. Okay, next matchup, guys. Wonder Boy versus Shining Force. This is the first Wonder Boy game versus the first Shining Force game. So, Eric, what say you?
Oh, that's not the first Wonder Boy game. It's the first Wonder Boy and Monster World game.
Okay, yes.
If you don't count... No, actually, I guess it does count. Never mind. Shining Force, though, because it's a much better game.
Okay.
Wonder Boy and Monster World 4 was a much better game than any of the Wonder Boys that came before it, but Shining Force is still a better game, in my opinion.
Okay. Breakman?
I'm not a fan of Wonder Boy, so Shining Force.
Okay, it's a clean sweep, so we are all in agreement again. That never happens. That's two in a row. All right, next matchup we got here. Pulseman versus Shadowrun. I'm going to go first. I think both games are pretty damn good. I think just because Shadowrun sounds better, I'm going to go with Shadowrun. What say you, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, I like Pulseman, but Shadowrun's got replayability, whereas Pulseman doesn't really.
And you, Break?
I don't know if I ever played Shadowrun on the Genesis. I've heard good things about it, though, but I guess I'm going to go with Pulseman just because I never played Shadowrun.
All right. Freak says Wonder Boy, which lost, and he says Shadowrun, which won. So barely.
Wonder Boy, what is the secret of your power?
Wonder Boy.
Dungeon says the Genesis. Oh, that was awesome little rendition there, man. I should have recorded that. Well, I do have it on. I'm going to start making sound bites. Dungeon says... Genesis Shadowrun was crazy. So different mechanically know, from the SNES so version, but it was still fun. Yeah. Okay. Next matchup, guys. Oh, this is a big one here. Boogerman versus Pirates Gold. I'm going to go with Breakman first. I think I already know what you're going to say.
I know. Like, it's going to get all the hate, and I know it's coming here as soon as I say it, but I fucking love Boogerman.
Okay, Eric? Man.
Even though Pirates Gold is a good game, don't get me wrong. Yeah.
And I'm probably getting voted with Pirates Gold.
Yeah, you are, Eric, this time, because I think Boogerman's slightly better. I did like both games, actually.
Boogerman, fuck that game.
Well, Boogerman moves on. Doesn't care what you say, Eric. Dungeon says, Pirates Gold because pirates. Arr. Yeah, nope, sorry, Dungeon. Sorry, it did not. Freak 5 says he was voting for Wonder Boy. So there you go.
I feel like people have misplaced nostalgia for games like Boogerman.
Boogerman's not a bad game, just hard, man. Just a hard ass game. Genesis Shadowrun was better than SNES Shadowrun, Freak 5 says. Yes, it was. Okay, next matchup. Ooh, this is a juicy
I'll say one. This much about Boogerman. At least it's not Bubsy.
Yeah. Strider versus Rystar. I'm going to go first on this one. As much as I like Strider, I don't think I enjoyed it on the Genesis that much. I'm going Rystar, Breakman. What say you?
I vaguely remember Rystar. I think I played it on the emulator, but I like Strider. I was a Strider fan.
Okay.
I'd rather play the arcade version of Strider, though, so I'm going with Rystar.
Oh, Rystar.
It's not saying the arcade version isn't better. I wasn't disagreeing with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Strider's a decent game, but just... Rystar's a... there's a reason why Sega wanted to make Rystar the logo for their company, the mascot, but, you know. All right, next matchup, guys. Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 versus Comic Zone. Ooh, this is a good one. Eric, what say you?
Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3.
Okay, I'm going to go with Comic Zone because I don't think there's any game in the world like it. It was hard as hell, but really fun. Like, basically, you're playing a comic.
Well, if it was made better, it wouldn't have been so hard.
Okay, Breakman, you are the tiebreaker.
A lot of its difficulty was just unfairness.
Yeah, that's true, too. Breakman, what say you?
Oh, yeah, there was definitely a lot of unfairness. And then there were pits that were instant death, start all the way over type shit in that game. Like, there's so many.
It's just hard to tell which pits are actual pits, because sometimes you'll fall down a hole and it'll just end up in the other panel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's so many problems with the game, but Comic Zone was so unique. Yep. And so cool to me. I love Comic Zone. Like, just so many little things and different stuff you can do. You can go to different panels to explore different ways of playing the game.
Yeah,
you had your little rat friend. I love Comic Zone.
Okay. Comic Zone. Comic Zone moves on. Kind of split there, but that's okay. That's how it is. All right, next matchup we got for y'all is Herzog's Y versus Musha, M-U-S-H-A. Eric, I'll go with you first.
I'm going with Musha because it's in the LS series, and those are good series of shmups.
Okay, Breakman?
And I only played a little bit of Herzog's Y, and I was kind of lost because I was playing it on the Sega Channel, so I had no instruction manual.
Yeah. Dungeon says, ooh, man, I love both of these games. What say you, Break?
I'm going to go with Herzog's.
I am going to go with Musha because it's easier to pronounce. And I think I'm with Eric. You know, fine set of games there. Smups aren't my forte, but I do like them now and then. I really liked, what was that one game on the GameCube, Eric? What the fuck was the name of it? It was like you turned black and white, like, you know, I want to say it's like Inamusha or something like that.
I kind of wish Compile had it and just started making Neptunia games, and it made more games like Musha.
Yeah. Dungeon says Herzog's Y was so much fun. Musha had a great soundtrack and action. Zwei's strategy gameplay was really neat for the time, and your transforming jet was also cool. All right, but, you know, I was never big on strategy games, but I don't hate on it for that. It just, I think Musha was a better game and a lot.
I know
funner.
You hate on it because its name is harder to pronounce.
How dare you? I did say that though. It's easier to pronounce Musha. All right, next matchup we got for you guys. Ooh, this is a big one, guys. Sonic 3 versus Castlevania Bloodlines. I'm gonna go first on this one. I think Sonic 2 is a better game than Sonic 3. I'm going to go with Castlevania Bloodlines because it was fantastic. What say you, Breakman?
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. Bloodlines, I think of all the Castlevanias I played on that Castlevania Legacy Collection, I think each of them had their own value, what was really cool to them. Like, I think Super Castlevania 4 had the best bosses. I think Castlevania Bloodlines had the best levels.
Yeah, that's
some of the really coolest levels, like the
very well
Tower of Pisa level.
Yeah. Oh, that was
really fucking cool.
Yeah, that was a great level. What say you, Eric? Is it a clean sweep?
Yeah.
All right, Castlevania Bloodlines moves on. Next matchup.
The best thing about Sonic 3 was its soundtrack.
It did have a good soundtrack for sure. It's a good game. It just, you know, by that time we're kind of like, you know, kind of fatigued from the Sonic series. Okay, Streets of Rage 2 versus Shining Force 2. Eric, you go first.
I'm going to go with Shining Force 2.
Okay, Breakman?
I don't think I ever played Shining Force 2. Streets of Rage 2 was way better than the first one.
Yes.
But I did play that one, so I am going to go with Streets of Rage 2.
I don't remember Shining Force 2 being a great game. I think it was better than the first, but I think I'm agree on this one with Break because I haven't agreed.
There are things about Streets of Rage 2 that haven't aged well for me, so that's why I can't vote for it.
Yeah,
well, yeah. A lot of these games just don't age well. It's
none of them.
Just the way
really,
it is.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with Streets of Rage 2 just because I think Shining Force 2 was kind of unmemorable to me, but I don't
and
know.
I think of the original Streets of Rage 2 was probably the best one, too.
Oh, Dungeon says...
The first or the third one.
Ooh, should I change it to Shining Force? Because Dungeon says Shining Force 2 was great, but man, Streets of Rage 2 was so fun for just jumping in and beating up bad guys to a brilliant... Yeah. God, both good games. I don't really remember Shining Force 2. That's, I mean, you know, yeah, kind of how I view RPGs is like if you can remember them or at least remember really good characters, like that's a sign of a good RPG. All right, next matchup we got for you.
Didn't you say you didn't really play Genesis and then don't really play strategy RPGs in the first place?
I don't, but I do remember playing some of them back in the day, and I did get the Genesis, Eric. I played it more towards the end of its life cycle, and I did play the shit out of the Genesis, too. Don't get me wrong. I played a lot of stuff on Genesis. I never really owned one until way late in the cycle, man. Like, I was lucky to have a regular Nintendo, so, you know.
Me too. I didn't own a Genesis until I was an adult.
Yeah. I mean, well, mine was a little earlier than that.
I bought mine in high school.
Yeah. All right.
From someone else at school.
All right. Next matchup, Revenge of Shinobi versus Rocket Knight Adventures. I'll go with Eric first on this one.
Both great side-scrolling action platformers.
Yes.
But I think Rocket Knight Adventures wins over Revenge of Shinobi because a lot of the stiffness of Revenge of Shinobi was eliminated in Shinobi 3, which unfortunately didn't get voted.
Yeah.
So I'm voting for Rocket Knight.
Just to make things interesting, I'm going to vote for Revenge of Shinobi just to put Breakman on the spot. He's the tiebreaker.
I've never played Rocket Knight, though.
Hmm. Okay, well, what are you picking?
So I'm picking Revenge of Shinobi because I've never played Rocket Knight.
Okay.
You know, I've heard it's a great game.
They're both good games. Like, Eric is definitely correct in his assessment. But Revenge of Shinobi pulls off the upset and moves on. All right, next matchup we have for y'all.
Madden. Two games with the usual Kenoshiro soundtracks.
Yeah.
Going against each other.
Yep. Next matchup we got here, Madden NFL 94 versus Golden Axe 2. I'm going to go first on this one. I think Golden Axe 2 is a superior game to Golden Axe 1. I really love Madden NFL 94, but I thinking of what Brake said last week about really not holding up also applies here. But it's still a good, fun game. But I'm picking Golden Axe 2. What say you, Brake?
Eric said just a moment ago, like games not holding up. Sports games are, of games that don't hold up, sports games are probably the top of the list.
Dungeon says, I'm going with Golden Axe 2 because I've never played a Madden game. NHL is a 94, still a good game, and
the NFL, not NHL.
I know.
Madden 95, I thought was more enjoyable anyway at the time, actually. I really loved 95.
Yeah, 95.
I wore it out after I broke all the records. And
yeah.
That was fun. Then you find out later you're not actually really good at you're not actually good at football, you're just good at a game.
Yeah.
Online and people get. Destroy you.
Yeah, I'm still pissed at you guys for not picking NHL. NHL was a better game than NFL Madden, but whatever. You guys suck. What say you? Is it even clean sweep, Eric? Golden Axe 2?
Yeah, Golden Axe.
If I can win a football game with medieval weapons and magic, that might change, though, Dungeon says. That was Mutant League Football, which lost last week, man.
It didn't have weapons, though.
No, but Mutant League Football
was
shit.
Another game like that, actually.
Blitz? NFL Blitz?
Blood Bowl?
No.
Blood Bowl?
No, this is really old. Back in the 80s old. Early 90s.
Okay.
Arcade game, something like that.
Next matchup, Thunder Force 3 versus Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. I am going to go with Michael Jackson's Moonwalker because I never played Thunder Force 3. It does matter what you say. What are you picking?
No, he already knows what I'm picking.
Oh, yeah, we're both, I guess, okay. Well, then, what are you picking?
Moonwalker is a fucking fantastic game.
It's a great game, man.
If you like Michael Jackson or not.
Yeah, it's a good game, man, for sure. I've never played Thunder Force. That's why I'm picking Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. All right. Next matchup, guys. This is a good one. I think I know what's going to win, but Beyond Oasis versus Golden Axe. Eric, let's go with you again.
Beyond Oasis.
Okay. Breakman?
as a much more colorful game. It's got that weird perspective, that weird angle. What mm-hmm. do you call that?
Not isometric, but it's like overhead.
Like Zelda.
Yeah,
but it's in a diagonal angle. Yeah. Angle. It wasn't like straight up like Zelda.
Yeah,
that's Landstalker.
Oh, you're right. I'm thinking of a different game. Fuck. What is Beyond Oasis then?
Do you want
You're
me to...
right, I was thinking of Landstalkers. I like Landstalkers.
let me bring up a description of Beyond Oasis. It's known in Japan as The Story of Thor, a Successor of the Light. It's an action-adventure game.
It's like Zelda.
Last week thinking it was Landstalkers.
Just think Zelda, and that's Beyond Oasis, man.
I thought this was... Yeah, I'm looking at... No, I thought this was Landstalker.
No, definitely not Landstalker, man. Okay.
What was this going up against? Beyond Oasis versus what?
Beyond Oasis versus Golden Axe. Eric is already...
I'm going to go with Golden Axe because I don't even know this fucking...
Okay, I'm going with Beyond Oasis because it was like Eric said, like a Zelda-like. It wasn't exactly a clone, but, you know...
Yeah, you could do like special moves that like Street Fighter-esque.
Yeah,
like special
good
moves
game for sure. Attacks. Really, really good game.
I'm broken today. I don't know what's from Beyond Break, man. Break Song. Yeah, I'm mixing up all the Metroids. I'm mixing up. Oh my god, this is a completely different game.
Yeah, you've been voting for this game even though it's like
it was something else. Yeah.
It's a really good game though, man.
Why isn't Landstalkers on this list, now that I think about it?
We could have removed one of the sports games for it.
Oh, no, we could not have, you son of a bitch. Those are great games. How dare you? Okay, next.
Metroid of Shinobi.
Yeah, Metroid of Shinobi. Okay,
we could have taken off Ultimate Mortal Kombat for it instead.
No, we couldn't have. This is good the way we did this, so there you go. Ranger X.
Next time we do Genesis.
If I had a dark horse to win this whole tournament, it would be Beyond Oasis. Let me tell you guys that right now. All right, next matchup: Ranger X versus Toe Jam and Earl. I'm gonna go with you first, Eric.
Ranger X.
Okay.
It's a fun little platform game with mech action.
Yep. Breakman.
I know. I voted for Toe Jam and Earl last week. I'm not the biggest Toe Jam and Earl fan, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It was a unique game and stuff, but it wasn't the greatest. I'm going to go for Ranger X.
Okay, Ranger X moves on. That's a clean sweep. Here's a contentious one. Man,
here
man.
We go. I know we're coming.
Shakan versus Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm going to go first on this one. As much as I like Sonic, the first game, the reason I'm picking Shakan, like Eric and I talked about this before.
Is it Eric angry?
Yeah, is number one to make Eric angry, because he's going to be angry. But two, it was one of the first games to take a really dark kind of tone. And Brake and I talk about this all the time, and Eric as well. We talk about mature games. This was a mature game in the midst of a bunch of, you know, classic, like, children platforming type games. So, I don't know. Dungeon is right. He says Sonic hands down for me. Chikan has a great style to it, but oh my god, so clunky.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying. It's a fucking terrible game.
Not a terrible game.
Sonic isn't clunky when he's running, but when you slow down to do anything,
oh god, yeah,
it's not the same game at all.
Yeah,
for a game called Sonic the Hedgehog, it lagged a lot.
Yeah, it really did, yeah. Man. I'm picking Chikan. What are you picking, Eric?
Fucking
Chikan. Sonic. Picked it. Here we go.
I didn't pick it.
All right, you're the tiebreaker, Breakman. Do you want to like piss Eric off or make him happy? What are you doing?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing here. They're both like you said, they're clunky. A great style to it. Both. Well, Chikan was hard. Sonic wasn't really a hard game.
No, Sonic is definitely not the harder of the two games. Chikan is hard, no question.
Well, you know what? I think every other podcast on the planet would pick Sonic, so I'm picking Chacon.
Oh, Chacon moves on, and Eric's head explodes. All right.
Better not win.
You know, if Brake and I got together, we could take Chacon all the way to the top, man. God, Eric would be so
Eric
pissed.
Is quitting the show.
Eric
over
would
a
quit.
Genesis game.
All right, last matchup for this week, guys. Last matchup, Phantasy Star 4 versus Haunting. I'll go with you, Brake Man.
Ooh, wow. This is a good one.
This is a tough one.
I think Phantasy Star 4 is probably the best RPG. Well, it's the best RPG I played on the Genesis. But there's nothing like Haunting. Haunting is another one of those games that was so unique, and we never really got another one. And every time I get a chance to play a game, I can sit down and play Haunting for a few minutes, you know, and scare the little kid or the mom, try and get them to run out of the house.
Yeah, no.
Phantasy Star 4 had a great story, though, and an anime style to
I'll
it.
I'll tell you one thing about Haunting. By the time I got to the end of the game, I was bored of it, especially since the end of the game was bullshit. It's just like you do the same thing every time, like, you go to another house, you do the same thing. You go to the other house, you do the same thing. It got boring for me at that point.
I like that there were so many options as to how to scare them. You know, each room had several different things you could do in them. Phantasy Star 4.
Phantasy Star 4 is, for me, more consistently fun throughout.
I don't know. This is a really hard one for me. You know what? For its better story, and like you said, it is very consistent all the way through, I am going to go with Phantasy Star 4.
Okay. That means Phantasy Star is moving on. I like Haunting a lot. I think, like what you said, it's one of the most...
I don't think you could save in the Haunting. It's like, why did they do that?
It's one of the most unique games you'll ever see. Haunting is a... I wish they would bring that game back, because it's a new kind of like new way of playing a video game. It was fun.
It'd be like Mr. Mosquito, but you're haunting things.
Yeah. Mr. Mosquito was another underrated gem, man. I like that game. Phantasy Star 4 moves on. So we are now down. Oh, by the way, welcome to chat. Casino, thanks, Commander Root and Idlara. Thank you guys and gals so much.
I
really
feel so conflicted about that last one, though.
Yeah.
Haunting is so, it's such a unique game, and every time I get a chance to play it, I play it.
Yeah.
Just looks scaring the family.
Dungeon says, Phantasy Star 4 for me, such an epic conclusion to that arc. I wish Sega kept making Phantasy Star games.
You call it an arc, but like the third
game. Well, I don't
know
about
like,
arc, but it was an epic. The game had an epic conclusion to me.
Phantasy Star 3 has nothing to do with the rest of the series, though.
Well, nonetheless, we are down to our final 16 games, so next week will be round 3 of the tournament. What do you guys think? Like, what's your favorite going into what do you think is going to win the whole thing, Eric, if you had to put money on it?
Phantasy Star 4.
Okay, what about you, Brake Man?
Booger
Man? Okay, I think Chacon is going to win the whole thing, but... Eric. Oh, man. Let's see. Phantasy Star 3 was definitely the Temple of Doom for that run. Yeah, it's not the greatest in that series. But 4 is really, really great. I don't know about Chacon moving forward. That depends on Brake Man. I mean,
Star 3 is so weird because they developed it at the same time they developed 2, and it was made by the B team.
Yeah. So, MXT is back. He says he has risen, so now he's pretending to be Jesus Christ. So there you go.
He's pretending?
Yeah. If I had to guess which game would win the whole thing, I would put money on Phantasy Star 4 to take the whole thing. But
that's probably a safe bet. So. I mean, if I'm going to put money on a winner, I'm going to go Beyond Oasis.
Oh, yeah. That's another great choice, man, actually.
You know what? Wait, I'm gonna go Phantasy Star 4 also. Actually, I take that back. I'm going with that. Yeah.
Okay, all right. That
Donkey Kong the Forever.
That
Man.
Means our plan of taking Chacon all the way to the top, Brake Man, will
what did
go
I
by
miss?
The wayside.
Donkey Kong the Forever Man.
It kind of looks like Donkey Kong.
Who, MXT? Yeah, he does look like Donkey Kong. Okay.
No,
Chacon. Oh, Chacon. I like Chacon, man. It's a hard game. It's clunky, but it definitely, like I said, like it brings me back to that time, and all those games were like kind of candy, but Chacon brought something different to the table. You know, it just was one of those type of games for me.
Yeah, there were a lot of color.
That's its only contribution, in my opinion.
How dare you, Eric? How dare you? How dare you disparage Chacon? Chacon is one of the greatest games ever, man.
Yeah, why disparage the game that's going to win this tournament?
Exactly. If Break and I have our say, Chacon's going all the way, man. You know, so, you know, just to piss you off, Eric. Like, you know, can you imagine that on the RP Grinders feed? The greatest Genesis game of all time, Chacon. You know, it's like, doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. I don't
like,
think
people hear that we picked that over Sonic.
God, man. People are already blowing a gasket with some of our choices, man. I mean, Jesus. But I don't know. Sonic, I don't think Sonic should have moved on, man, especially the first game. Like, the second game, for sure. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the second was the peak of the Sonic franchise.
Yeah, I don't know how
this was just a fantastic game.
The second game lost. What did the second game lose to last time? Because it lost, man. But whatever.
What did it go up against? Sonic
2
went up against... Let me see if I can find it on here. Because I wrote down... Wait. Oh, we did two rounds last week, didn't we?
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because
it went up against Rystar is what it lost.
Yeah. Yeah. Rystar.
Because originally it beat Castle of Illusion, then it lost to Rystar.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're down to the final 16. So if you guys want to be here live, join us live 7 Eastern, twitch.tv/RPGrinders. There you go. Freak says, sounds like the fix is in. I'll be fair. Freak 5, I'm not going to just vote Chacon over Phantasy Star 4. I'll tell you that right now. I'll have to really think about that. MXC says he has one question. I noticed Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie, the game, is not in this tournament. Clearly, this is because it would be unfair. Yeah,
No, it's because it's monotonously boring. I actually did a Let's Play for it, and I endured that game. It's not a great game.
And it sucks.
I advocated for the Game Gear one.
Yeah, Freak 5 says he used his hands to wipe his ass.
There's a Game Gear tournament.
No, Game Gear, Morty Morphin Power Rangers.
Did you hear what I said, Breakman? Yeah. I mean, I'm breaking news here. Freak 5 wiped his ass with his hands. So, just saying.
So is this the I poop today
thing? Oh. No, he has another stinko. He realized he has no toilet paper.
Oh wow! Yeah, I can't help you with that, man. Especially here in Colorado, man. We're fire. About ready.
Take a shower.
I was gonna mention that in my stinkos. We're set to get like a foot or two of snow this weekend. So
that sucks.
Ugh, yeah, yeah. When you were talking about all the good weather you're having, I'm like, oh great, my weekend's gonna be awesome. You know, it's like fired. All of you are fired, MXT, except for Break. I don't know why MXT didn't fire Break too, but so. Freak says he didn't wipe his hands with or wipe his ass with his hands. He beat his son to go get him a roll of toilet paper. So there you go.
Well, you know, that's why shower curtains were invented for. Most people think it's right. The water shower, but it's actually in case you run out of toilet paper.
That's exactly right. And then, you know, like... you know, like those rugs that you put in there, those also work really nice, you know, if you don't have anything else. You know, maybe that should have been a Dear Breakman question. If you run out of toilet paper, what do you use? You know, it's one of those type of things. Okay, guys, I think that's all we got time
also
for.
Also depends on whose house you're in.
That's true.
How much you like them. If
that
you
is
ever
true.
Want them back.
That is true. All right. That's
if
all.
You want to be indicted for a felony. You know, kind of things.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, guys. I think that's all we got time for. Let's do our plugs. Eric, plug away.
I got reviews on sites like BostonBashBigEddy.com, and if you go there and you read some of my stuff and you like it and you want to support me, go to my Patreon, and you can go to my Patreon through the link on my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG. Sending me as little as a dollar would help. But if you can, if you can't, find someone else that maybe can help me.
Yeah.
Just mention it to others.
Yeah, word of mouth. Like, if you can't donate a dollar to Eric's Patreon, you know, if you have someone else that really enjoys gaming content and written reviews, have them help Eric out. He works really hard. He does really good written reviews. Anything else, Eric?
Hoping to write my reviews this weekend, since Neo Lily Monkey, I'll probably get my butt back off of this weekend. So I do have to work tomorrow, but I didn't work today, so that makes up for that, I guess.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, what you got?
Ugh, working on Saturday. You know, I would be remiss if I didn't invite our special...
Oh, boy. Look at that. Oh, like, Breakman's getting better at harmonica. Look at that. He busts out a little tune, man. I like it. Look at you, man. Like, we're going to have
there's a thing inside of it.
Yeah,
man. Breakman's been really fucking...
What's wrong with that spot?
Wow. You've been really fucking working on it, man. That's awesome.
That's better.
Freak says, my son used to wipe his ass on the shower curtain. He must have learned that from you, Break. He also says, I want to plug Bernie's OnlyFans. You should see what she did with some Pepsi. Or with some Peeps. Looked like Pepsi there. Jesus Christ. MXT says, I'd like to plug my OnlyFans, of course, and the greatest RPG of our time, Dragon Quest 8.
That happens to be an RPG.
That's a very good RPG. Yeah. Whatever you want. So we found out the real reason Bernie asked about that food and sex questions for our OnlyFans.
Oh, boy, man. You should see how red Bernie is right now, man. Her face is, like, so red.
Just because we all want to know what she does with a Pepsi bottle.
Wouldn't you like to know, Break, man?
It's a magic trick. Watch it disappear.
Exactly. MXT says, hey, what fine upstanding citizen hasn't wiped their ass with the shower curtain? MXT says, yeah. And then he says,
I think doing anything with Peeps is a crime.
Yeah,
for
Peeps
the Lord.
Is... Ugh, Peeps are gross.
Peeps are awful candy.
They suck, man. They're gross. I can't stand them. Freak says,
my nephew, my sister's kid,
yeah,
like she threatened him with Peeps, and he was really angry about it. He had one once.
Yeah. Break, did you do your plugs already, sir?
You can follow me at Break_man on Twitter and at RPGrinders on Twitter, where you can ask... Dear Breakman, a question. We can help you out with your OnlyFans account like we did with Bernie today.
How dare you, Breakman? You don't have to feed into this madness, man. This is awful. Walking off this show,
what did
man.
I do?
Son of a bitch.
I'm walking off the show.
You're walking off this show too, Bernie. Bernie said she's walking off the show. Let's see. Freak says, have you ever put a peep in the microwave? No, man. I can't eat. I hate peeps, man. They're gross.
I hate them so much I wouldn't even buy them just to see what happens.
Oh, God. Jesus
Would they
Christ.
Blow up like that gremlin?
Probably. Okay.
Fucking cool.
You can
Hot
follow
Molly peeps. Ew.
Yeah. That does not sound good, man.
Make it even grosser.
Yeah, let's take something gross. Well, I like hot tamales. Those are good, but man,
I like
peeps.
Your hot
oh, get out of here, Bernie. Jesus Christ. Walking off this show. All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. I want to thank everybody that's listening on the archives. Thank you all so much. Thanks to everybody in chat. Freak 5 was in there. MXT was in there. Casino Thanks was in there. Commander Root. Bernie was in there. F Top Payer was in there. Il Delara was in there. Our good friend Dungeon was in there. Upturns was in there. And of course, our good friend Slagar, who jetted, I think, earlier. He probably didn't like what happened in the tournament. But, thanks, everybody, so much for joining the show. You can just remember you can join the chat live every Friday, 7 Eastern time on twitch.tv/RPGrinders, or you can search RP Grinders on YouTube live every Friday, 7 Eastern time. You guys have anything else?
You know, if people look at the list of Bernie's OnlyFans account, they would probably think it's like a grocery list. You see, like, watermelon and...
cucumber,
peppers, and all that stuff. Peanut butter. Yeah, they would have no idea.
Ancho peppers, fucking green peppers, like
cucumbers.
Cucumbers, exactly. Pumpkins, you know. Let's see. I was at a party years ago, Freak 5 says, and we were playing Truth or Dare. One lady was dared to make a Mountain Dew bottle disappear. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. MXT said two girls.
Two girls, one peep. Oh, my goodness, man. All right, I think that's all we got time for. This is getting X-rated here, man. We're going to get kicked off of YouTube and Twitch, man, I swear.
The next person was dared to drink from that bottle.
What problem is there with that, unless the chick was, like, really ugly? You know? All right, anything else, gents?
Clocks.
Yeah. Change your clocks. Oh, also... Also, I want to plug Bone Tomahawk. Go check it out. It's better than Tombstone. I don't care what anybody says. I'll fight anybody on that. All right.
Just like it because it's got bone in the title.
Bone Tomahawk. But there's a reason for that, man. You got to watch it. The guy was gay, Freak 5 says. Wow. Weird. Okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't like that then.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we're out. Later, everybody.
Which, yeah, that's a good point. Guy, the straight man doesn't like it.